Now, basking in the warm sun is a luxury that many of us love, and it's also good for you, up to a point, because the ultraviolet rays in sunlight produce the bone-boosting hormone vitamin D in your skin. But too much UV causes sunburn, skin aging, and wrinkles, and it's a major risk factor for skin cancer, rates of which have more than doubled in recent decades. Now, scientists from Australia have come to the rescue with a wearable sensor that you can pop on your wrist. It goes blue when you're past the safe daily sun limit for your skin type. Inventor Vipul Bansal told Tamsin Bell how it works.
UV is invisible and UV is not hot, so you can't feel UV. And the heat that we feel in the sun is because of infrared rays, it's not because of UV. We are trying to make UV sensors in the form of wearable sensors which change color when you go in the sun. This ink can interact with the UV light and then become blue.
So once our sensor becomes blue, we know that we have to go inside?
Yes, and this ink can give a warning signal. Now it's time for you to go back in.
And how does this work? What chemicals are involved?
So there are two main chemicals in this ink. We call it an invisible ink because it's initially colorless. There's a chemical called polyoxymethylate. It's a big molecule, a lot of phosphorus, oxygen. The second component in the ink is lactic acid, a common chemical which is present in yogurt. So when we mix these two components together and we shine in this ink with the UV light, then lactic acid molecules can give electrons to the other molecule. When this happens, polyoxymethylate becomes blue in color, and that's what we see.
What about different skin types or UV tolerance? How does this take that into account?
We have six different types of skin. Could be a very fair skin to a very dark skin. Now, the UV requirements and the tolerance of these skin types are very, very different. A very fair skin cannot tolerate a huge amount of UV. If we look at a dark skin, it can tolerate a reasonably large amount of UV, which means that we need to have personalized sensors for different skin colors. So a sensor that would be for a very fair skin, it should develop color very, very fast. On the other hand, the color should develop slowly in case of a darker skin, so a person can stay in the UV for a longer period of time.
I'm a bit of a sun worshipper. Is this sensor going to tell me that I have to stop sitting in the sun really quickly?
A lot of us love sun and we cannot really avoid exposure to sun. We are recommended to use sunscreen with a high SPF number to reduce the amount of UV that is reaching to your skin. When you're applying the sunscreen on your skin, you can also apply it on the sensor. It will also reduce the amount of UV that reaches your sensor, and sensor will develop slowly.
So I suppose the same would apply if someone sat in the shade.
Yes, that is true. We call it a cumulative dose. So when they are in the sun, then only the sensor will work. And depending on the intensity of the sun, the sensor will either work faster or slower, and then it won't go back once you go back into the shade. So in that way, the sensor lasts for one day. We see a huge prospect of these sensors because the sensor can allow people to be exposed to the maximum dose possible without causing the harm.
Are you planning to make these and sell them in shops, and how much would it cost?
We have a very ambitious target to bring it to the market by early 2020. The retail cost would be somewhere around $1.
Well, they say you can't put a price on your health. That was Vipul Bansal, and he's based at the Royal Melbourne Institute of Technology. And you can read his paper on that sensor in the journal Nature Communications.